Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
So the first thing I want to ask you about today is just sort of go over last weekend's activities. That was, of course, the 4th of July. A little different 4th of July for the Perry Chamber than in previous years, but you still had a lot of activity leading up to and during that day. So tell me how you felt like everything went.
Right. Well, it was very different. Instead of being at the park all day and having the parade and entertainment, we just stuck to our fireworks show and kind of let everyone do their own thing that day, just to kind of help with social distancing and everything. But the fireworks show was a huge success. We were able to fundraise in just 3 weeks what we would have done in more than 3 months. And we were able to hit our goal and had another great show. Of course, you can set off your own fireworks, but there is a big difference between the ones that you can buy at a stand and the ones that we order and have on display. So it was fun to see the huge support that we saw for people wanting to continue this tradition and really pulling together so that we could have it and continue it on. Like I mentioned, 3 weeks was very, very short, very quick, but we were able to raise all the funding that we needed for that fireworks show. So that's really exciting. We had, you know, change of time frame to pull that all together, a couple new initiatives, but it all worked out, and so thankful for all of the support from businesses and individuals to really pull together to make that happen. So the Big Boom Bracket Battle was really that 3 week time period, right, leading up to the fireworks on the 4th. And so each week having a different round and collecting donations so that someone could get a pie in the face at the end was really successful. I gotta thank you, Joe, for that great idea and being a part of that planning to make it happen. But overall, it was just really successful, and we were able to raise money through the Big Boom Bracket Battle with those donations, sponsorships, and then the roundups at Hy-Vee and Fairway. Fairway, we were able to get a total, and we've already had the check presentation. And for Hy-Vee, we're still waiting on those numbers, but pretty confident that everything added up together makes our goal.
For sure. And I've been here for 4 4th of July fundraising efforts, and I believe this is the first time since I've been here that the fundraising goal has actually been met in full. So that's got to make you feel pretty excited.
Yes, that is amazing. So I've been here for 3 years. You've got me on there for one, Joe. We're happy to usually raise $10,000 for the fireworks, knowing that the remainder is made up somewhere else along the way with the Chamber's other fundraising efforts throughout the year. So this was really, really exciting to be able to say that we made the full 12-5 goal. And again, just in 3 weeks, it just shows how supportive people are here in Perry. They want to continue those traditions. They want to, you know, help out however they can. We've seen that time and time again over the last couple months for sure.
Absolutely. Well, now let's move on to an ongoing program through the rest of the summer. That's the Perry Farmers Market. You've already had 2 of those so far. First of all, how do you feel like they've went, and what are you looking forward to for the rest of the season?
Yeah, so far so good. It looks a little bit different this year since we're not in Josh Davis Plaza, but last year having started to have vendors on 2nd Street, that part looks familiar. All of our vendors are required to wear face masks, and we have things set up a little bit different so that there's still space in between booths. Everybody's on 2nd Street with pop-up tents, and we've got it situated so that there's 2 people per vendor booth so that one person can handle money and one person can handle the produce. So that kind of helps with avoiding cross-contamination and just trying to keep everybody safe the best that we can for that sort of thing. But so far so good. Like I said, we've got 2 weeks under our belts. We've had great support from the community coming out and shopping for local produce. Most of our vendors have sold out by the end of the night, both nights. So that's been really nice to see that we're able to still provide this for our community and people can get their hands on some local produce. Things are just starting to come on now, so we're going to see a couple more vendors join us now that their produce is ready. And so we'll continue to see a few more new faces to actually fill up that space that we have. And we will just see how things go, if we can expand the footprint of the market. So far, we're just taking up half of a block, which is 12 parking stalls, 1 vendor per parking stall. So we're limited on how many we can have total, but so far it's worked out just fine. Like I said, we've got a couple new ones returning, but they're new to the season. So we will just kind of play it by ear, adjust as we need to, and with the main goal of keeping everyone safe and healthy during the markets so that we can continue to have this throughout the summer and all through September.
Absolutely. Well, there's a couple more things I want to ask you about today. Coming up here towards the end of July, you have an event. I know that's surprising to say because there's been very few events in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, but it's still in the planning phase. You're planning a sip and stroll event. So tell me a little bit about this.
Right. So yes, still in the works. A couple little details to pin down yet. But with the Merchants Group, that's a very active group that meets virtually right now. So talking about, you know, what can we do to support those businesses and what do they feel comfortable doing? Last year, the sip-in shops were very, very successful. So wanting to do something that helps support those businesses and draws people out, but continues to have safety measures in place. So looking at being able to close down the street so people can overflow from those businesses so that we're not crowded in the shops. So Friday, July 24th is when we're looking at doing this. And so it's just a matter of crossing the T's and dotting the I's to make sure that everything's a go. But we've got a number of downtown businesses on board already that are looking forward to inviting people back into their stores. Some of them have been open for a little while. Some of them are still doing the by appointment only. So this will kind of be the first activity for people to be open and working together in this collaborative event. And then a couple weeks later, during the Highway 141 garage sales, a number of downtown merchants are planning on doing sidewalk sales. So that would be August 7th and 8th, both Friday and Saturday. So again, just looking for ways to kind of help support our businesses, help facilitate some of these activities that aren't huge events for the chamber, but still engages the community, supports our businesses, and helps maintain that public safety as well, so that we can, you know, close down the streets if we need to, if we need more space, things like that.
Absolutely. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that covers a whole lot for today, but I just wanted to give a big thank you and shout out to everyone that participated in the Big Boom Bracket Battle, both those that were willing to get a pie in the face, as well as everybody that donated to the fireworks drive. Just so pleased with how that turned out, and a big, big thank you to our community for coming together for that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.